From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette on Idaho Matters. This summer, two Idaho high school students will be spending their time in West Virginia at the National Youth Science Camp, and the invitation to attend this program is a prestigious one. It's only given to two students from each state in the country. So before they take off, we wanted to chat with them, and they're joining us now along with Andrea Bearwald, the Science and ISAS Coordinator for the Idaho Department of Education. Andrea, let's start off. For anybody who's not familiar with the National Youth Science Camp, what is it and how does it work?
National Youth Science Camp is a three-week camp that takes place in West Virginia. It's been going on since the mid-60s, and they pay for these two delegates from every single state to come out and do science for 3 weeks during the summer. So they are taking part in science, they're learning from scientists, they are doing outdoor activities, and they also join in some panels about science as well.
Wow. Where was this when I was a kid? I can't, you know, when I was in high school. It's amazing.
Well, I wish I would have known about it, too.
How are students selected to be on the trip? How do they get into the program?
Have to apply for this program, and they write an application letter about why they want to go, what they do in science. And then they also have letters of recommendation. They turn in their GPA, their science classes they're taking, and I have reviewers from Northern Idaho, Eastern Idaho, and the Treasure Valley that look at each application and compare it to a rubric and score students. And these students both stood out because they have a passion that goes beyond the classroom for science. So they are not just amazing in their science classes, but they are lifelong learners that want to do more. And that really shone through with their letters of recommendations from their teachers, that these are top-notch students that really care about science education and science outside of the classroom.
Okay. Anna Grace, help me out. How do I say your last name so I don't get it wrong?
Aiello, like I yellow.
Okay. I like that. I yellow. Okay. I can remember that. Were you excited when you found out you get to go to camp?
Yeah, I was actually. So I found out about it because one of my teachers actually did this when she was in high school. And so she really encouraged me to apply. I was driving back from an engineering class when I got the phone call telling me I'd been selected. And so I wasn't really like processing it until I got home. And then I did. And I was just so excited.
What area of STEAM are you interested in studying? What are you gonna focus on?
I'm really interested in mathematics.
Nice. Very good. And then Geneva, it's Geneva McClory, if I got that right, I hope. How did you find out? Were you excited?
Yeah, I was super excited. I was also kind of, I was on my spring break when I found out. And like, I never answer phone calls that I don't know the number to, just like as a habit, because I get a bunch of spam calls. But I'm lucky that I checked my email, because I wouldn't have known. And it was Wednesday. I got this email early in the morning and I was like super psyched. And then it said reply by Friday to like confirm that you want to attend this. And I was like, that's really close, but it was awesome.
Oh, wow. This is great. Andrea, what kind of things, you mentioned actually studying with scientists, what kind of things did the Idaho students get to experience as part of the program?
They will be signing up for guest lectures, and these are scientists that are head of their field in different areas of science. They will also be signing up to do a deeper dive into specific areas of science learning, kind of like a class while they're there. They'll also get in and do a lot of outside recreational and environmental science activities, as well as go down to Washington, D.C. for part of it, and they will be on a panel talking about science education and how important it is.
Wow. Okay. Anna Grace, you mentioned math. Have you had a chance to look at what you're going to sign up for? Have you signed up for it yet?
I haven't. No, we haven't really gotten those details yet, but I've heard some very cool things from other people who've gone in the past.
What have you heard?
Really, like, so they're very like careful about keeping things kind of close to the chest, because they make a point of like, letting students find out as they go. So they aren't like looking at the schedule every day, being like, this thing is going to happen on this day. So they've been vague, but they're all very encouraging.
Very good. Very good. At Geneva, what are you hoping to study? Anna Grace mentioned math. What's your area of STEAM?
I'm really interested in chemistry. And I also really enjoy physics, like astrophysics, space sciences, stuff like that. So I love plants and nature, so like biology, all kinds of that stuff.
Well, it sounds great. I love it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think this is a month long. Is that right, Andrea?
They're there for about 3 weeks, so a little less than a month. But I do think they have some pre-stuff that they work on. So it's probably about a month's worth of work and activities that they're doing.
Gotcha. Anna Grace, you're a senior, I believe. What are you hoping to get into after graduation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sort of in the process of making final college choices at the moment, but I'm looking at probably either St. John's College in Maryland or the University of Georgia, where I'd be planning on studying math and economics as part of their foundation fellowship program.
Wow. And Geneva, what about you?
I'm also in the process of deciding where I'm going to go to college. The only thing I know right now is that I'm going to major in chemistry, but it's probably between the University of Utah in Salt Lake City and Oregon State University in Corvallis for me.
Wow. It sounds like you're both very excited. And man, I hope you guys have a good time. I want to go with you and hang out and just learn stuff. I think it'd be great fun. We've been speaking with Andrea Bearwald, the program coordinator for the Idaho Department of Education, and high school students, Anna Grace Aiello and also Geneva McClory. I want to thank you all so much for coming on to tell us about camp. And good luck at National Youth Science Camp this summer. Have a good time.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.